Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Gia. So once again, English Chowman. Good morning.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Hello, Roland.
Morina.
Que ora. Salamat Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan, for those who are watching and viewing this
morning,
live
everybody.
Broadcast here on Planet FM with the two veterans in the field of ministry, Brother Zach and Brother Angus. So, Brother Angus, before we proceed, Brother Zach, I give you the time to please lead us in the word of prayer for our opening prayer.
Well, Lord God, you who are the wonder of the universe, you are the wonder of our lives, and we recognize that you're in a realm that we aren't, and we can move into it at times. We can be seated in heavenly places. Yes, but today, as we are before listening people, we pray your blessing, yes, and your purpose, Lord, on all that we talk about, that it might get into people's hearts and make them make choices that will bring life to them.
Yes, Lord.
Today, we thank you that the eternal, the invisible, is so much greater than that which we see. And so we ask that invisible might touch hearts in ways that we haven't seen before. Do this people good. Amen.
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 So before I proceed, we proceed. So this is one of the format of this the program. So I want to play a birthday song. One of the responsible engineers in the overpass in Westfield, Auckland, one of them was a Filipino engineer. So he was celebrated, I think, he is now 68 or something. So, Engineer Lando Zamora, belated happy birthday.
God bless.
That's what I have said. He was one of the engineers in the overpass in West. You know, in Westfield?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was one of the engineers. He was one of the engineers. So, belated happy birthday, Engineer Lando Zamora in Were, Marukao. And also in the Philippines, Dong Rico Espire, belated happy birthday, Dong. At sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, hindi lang natin mapangalanan lahat. Happy birthday
happy
sa inyong
birthday.
Lahat.
Happy birthday.
O sa inyo to, ipatugtog ko mga kaibigan ang happy birthday, mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Bilin. Pakinggan muna natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
Hard to find music like that. ko sa'yo. Oh, happy birthday, aking sinta. Sana'y maligaya ka. Alalahanin na ang puso ko.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Napakinggan natin ang tugtog awit pang happy birthday once again. Belated happy birthday, Dong Rico Espiri dyan sa Maasin, Southern Leyte. At si Engineer Lando Samora sa Wiri, Manukao. Belated happy birthday. May God bless you all. At isunod natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, ang ating gospel song, You Shall Love the Lord. This is the favorite of my colleagues.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
You Shall Love the Lord. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
Amen.
You are.
Thanks be to God. The gospel song that we have heard this morning, you shall love the Lord. Who are we not going to love the Lord? He is the one who created us. He is the one who loves us. So we need to love the Lord, the God whom we believe and the God whom we call daily. So, Brother Angus, the time is yours.
Oh, praise God.
And microphone.
Thank you very much, listeners, this morning, my brother Zach and brother Roland. We welcome you to the program. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, we will ask Roland to also read in his Tagalog native language.
Yes.
And Zach will read for us Matthew chapter 6, 33. Zach, if you could read that out, then I'll fart from there.
So, English first.
English first, yes. And then Tagalog, please.
So you already speak our language, Tagalog.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this is the New Living Version, okay? And it says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need.
We'll break this down to three, but we'll ask our brother Roland to read it in Tagalog. Thank you, Roland.
Okay. Thank you by your speaking our language, Tagalog. So, I read, aking basahin, data po't hahanapin muna ninyo ang kanyang karyan at ang kanyang katwiran, at ang lahat ng mga bagay na ito ay pawang idaragdag sa inyo. So, thank you very much.
Verse 1, Zach will read to us in English, take heed. Then we'll ask Roland to read it in Tagalog. Verse 1 of Matthew 6. Thank you, Zach.
Right on. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven.
In Tagalog.
Thank you.
Mangag-ingat kayo na huwag magsigawa ng katwiran sa harap ng mga tao upang kanilang makita. Sa ibang paraan ay wala kayong gante ng inyong Ama nasa sa langit.
Verse 7, we'll ask Brother Zach to read verse 7 in the New King James Version, and then we'll go to Tagalog. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Thank you, Zach.
Okay, and when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard by their many words.
At sa pananalangin, ninyo ay huwag ninyong gamitin ang walang kabuluhang paulit-ulit na gaya ng ginawa ng mga hintil, sapagkat iniisip nilang dahil sa kanilang maraming kasasalita ay didinggin sila.
Thank Verse you. 16, thank you, Roland. Verse 16, Zach will read in English. Thank you, Zach.
Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men. When you are fasting, truly I say to you, they have their reward in full.
16.
Thank you.
Bukod dito, pagka kayo'y mga ngayuno, ay huwag kayong gaya ng mga magpapaimbabaw na may mapapanglaw na mukha, sapagkat kanilang pinasasama ang mga mukha nila upang makita ng mga tao na sila'y nangayuno. Katotohanang sinasabi ko sa inyo, tinanggap na nila ang mga sa kanila'y ganti.
We will talk this morning about giving, our motive, praying, because it's the Father's will to forgive, and fasting so that we might know His will. Thank you, Zach. If you could just give us a very quick one, and I'll go to Roland straight afterwards.
Well, with the first one, giving, God says it's so much about your motive. It says, give joyfully. And He probably says, and generously. So, if you're a grumpy giver, don't bother. God will bless you when you give joyfully.
Amen.
Praying?
Praying.
Praying, it's the heart of God to pray. You know, when Jesus had need, he went up in the hills and he just sat down and talked to his Father. And that's our challenge too, just to talk to our Father. And it'll make all the difference.
Fasting?
With fasting, You are standing. It is when you fast, which means we fast. And it should be a regular thing. You know, Jesus said some things don't work just with praying. You need fasting. And therefore, there's real power in fasting.
Yes.
You know, I'm fasting this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because this is important, what we're doing.
Amen. Roland.
Ah.
Are you a Filipino? Please.
Ah, yes. I even my eyes look like a Chinese, but I am still Filipino. But
in Tagalog, giving, praying, fasting. Thank you.
Pagbibigay yung giving. Yeah? So there are some saying that you cannot love without giving, and you can give without loving. Oh, you cannot love without giving, but you can give without loving. So it's good when you give with love. So, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat. About, prayer.
Stay on praying.
I keep on praying.
Okay.
All my friends, including you, friends and brethren in Christ.
Thank you.
And fellow Filipinos, fellow OFW, fellow Christians. And we need that because praying is our communication with God.
Mm.
And the theologian says, if you keep praying, so you are just like quit breathing. Because prayer, just like a breathing of the Christian. And fasting, we need fasting. Brother Zach mentioned that there is power in fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer and fasting go together. We cannot separate prayer from fasting and fasting from prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So prayer and fasting go together, because there was a time that the disciples did not able to cure, to heal. But the Lord Jesus Christ, except fasting, you cannot heal. So fasting is very important. And you know, there is also another benefits, not only the spiritual power, not only power, but also in our health. Very nice.
Yes.
Your digestion can rest, and it gives good health. So spiritually, fasting and prayer, very nice. And in physically, medically, very nice. Not always keep on eating, so our stomach will become big. So if you don't fasting, and also there are some now minister of the gospel, their stomach is too big. So how come? So maybe there's no fasting in their spiritual life.
Okay. Our last scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
1 Timothy.
Chapter 1, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse 7. Zach, when you're ready.
Yeah. Here it is. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And of a sound mind.
Tagalo, please, Ronald.
Sapagkat hindi tayo binigyan ng Diyos ng espiritu sa katakutan, kundi ng kapangyarihan at ng pag-ibig at ang kahusayan. Thank you.
Zach? For God has not given us what?
Fear is a place where I don't trust Him. For where I trust Him, there is no fear.
Amen.
You know, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. Where His purpose is, there's freedom. And where I allow His truth to come, it makes me bold and able to walk in His purpose.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you, Roland.
2
Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 in Tagalog, please.
Sapagkat hindi tayo binigyan ng Diyos ng Espiritu sa katakutan, kundi sa kapangyarihan at ang pag-ibig at ang kahusayan. Yes, God does not give us
some
fear.
Feedback, please.
But the spirit of courage, boldness.
Thank you.
To preach and spread the good news.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Hallelujah. It is good to be together with the brethren and sharing the love of God.
Yes.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Thank you, Roland. Mm. Hallelujah.
We have remaining 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So, Brother Shak, can you add more inputs about the seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you?
Yeah. Well, the whole area of, we were basically taking this from Matthew 6. And as we look at it, verse 3, it starts off by saying, when you give to the poor, do you know that the sign of a righteous person is that he cares for the poor.
Amen.
And that he looks for the widow and the orphan.
Yes.
He looks after their concerns.
Wow.
And,
yes.
I'm getting old, but I'm still... I'm still working with people to try and find people, put people in homes. So I've got this factory in Kaikohe where people are getting put into homes in a more affordable way.
Amen.
And what's this about? Well, because I could do it. Why wouldn't I do
well done.
It?
Well done.
Why wouldn't I bring
well
a blessing?
Done.
And here's our challenge, that if giving is about putting feet to what you want to do. And, if you save $20 a week and give it away, end of the year, you've given $1,000.
Mm.
$20 a week, it's chicken feed.
Wow.
Isn't it?
Wow.
So, don't think that your giving isn't doing some good. And especially, how about look at your neighbours and look how you can help them, how you can encourage them. It might be as basic as, I've got this phone, I've got a new one now. And how about your existing phone, give it to someone who needs it.
Yes.
Whatever. So here's your challenge. And when you pray, how about pray a blessing on all the people around you. And think of all the ones you love who don't believe yet. Prayer works, and it's amazing.
Amen.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
Brother Roland.
Yes.
You come from the Philippines? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just good to know that this morning. Hallelujah. So can you speak to us from your heart? How is God helping you with the area of giving in your life? Please, can you share something?
About giving, so because... maybe some nobody that knows that I am a giver secretly. But I want them to know that I am a giver if I have. So how could I give if I don't have? So, but not all, because I have family.
Yes.
So there must be a budget for helping others.
Okay.
Because if you give all, how can we support our family if we give all?
Amen.
So if I cannot give anything, I keep on praying to God, Lord, please meet the needs. In other countries, mostly in Africa, so there are some unfortunate brethren, unfortunate fellows, human.
Yeah.
Oh, they are pity. They need help.
Yeah.
Those who have a lot of money.
Mm.
The money in the last days, will become useless and futile, and no more value.
Mm.
Chaos and trouble everywhere.
Yeah.
So that money, even Sophonius chapter 1, they cannot save money in the last days, in the wrath of God. But as long as we have peace and order, we give it to share it.
But Roland, one of the things you give very generously is your time. The program.
Yeah.
All of these things are powerful, and it's such a blessing.
So that's why I give time for this ministry. And thanks you also, your time, your talent, and your treasures.
But we very much, we honour that.
Thank you,
such a big gift.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you.
2 minutes remaining.
Mm.
Yeah.
You also.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zach.
Good one.
And about the prayer, no?
Mm.
As what I have said, if I don't have anything that I can give to my fellows, how could I give?
Mm.
So I give my time to pray.
Mm.
And I pray, Lord, please meet their needs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are some who need. Some of them, they are pretending.
Mm.
And they are demanding. Yeah. So that's why, this is scam. Because some in the online, they give their message and ask help. Oh, maybe this is scam. And if this is not scam, so they are demanding. So someone asking you, begging.
Yeah.
Ask help, not demanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you are demanding, so you are not worthy of helping others.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because mostly of those who need really, they are humble.
Mm.
Please help me.
Yeah.
And the way they ask, like demanding, so they are not really, if they are really need help, but the way they ask, just like, they are demanding, so not you. If you really need, humble yourself. So someone might be, feel compassion with you, and they are willing to help you.
Yeah. And there's the challenge, isn't it? That of walking in humility. That doesn't matter how rich we are or how much we've got. By walking in humility, we find ways of being a blessing that, you know, don't overpower anyone or don't change your relationship.
Yeah.
And the wonder of God is that He helps us to be a blessing wherever we are, in whatever way we can.
Yeah.
You know? And it might be helping a friend welding up his gate.
Yes. There you go.
So, Brother Angus, thanks be to God, the main division, giving,
praying,
fasting.
Mm-hmm.
All of them very important. Yeah. So when we help someone and we give someone, we remember Matthew chapter 25.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.